Welcome to the FUMU Yerushalmi Shiva, sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Pesachim Daf Zayin in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Hei, starting the Vav Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Tani Shtei Poroish Chorshers B'Yerushalayim. So in our Mishnah we learned that Yehuda says the siman they had to show people the hours of Bir Chometz, they had two breads of Toido. They were put on top of the roof, which was in Har HaBayis, the roofs that were on top of the benches. And with these two breads, they made a siman. While you have two breads, that shows it's still the fourth hour. You take out one bread, you leave one bread, that shows it's the fifth hour. Both breads are removed. That shows that we got to the sixth hour, and you have to burn the chametz. The Braisa says it was a different siman. The siman was those two cows plowing in Yerushalayim. As Reb Chaim points out from the Bavli, we talk about they were plowing in Har HaZeisim, right next to Beis HaMikdash. And they made the siman with the two cows. When there's two cows, it's the fourth hour. There's only one cow, it's the fifth hour. When no cows were there, everybody knew you have to burn the chametz. Says one of Yerushalayim, lo mekom shenagu shelo lasos melacha barabasahi. We have there's two minhagim, two customs. Do you do a melacha on Erev Pesach or not? Now, as Reb Chaim points out, in Yerushalayim, everybody came from all over the world. So the remakbid over there not to do melacha on Erev Pesach in order to accommodate the people that have the minig not to do melacha on Erev Pesach. So how do you have two cows plowing on Erev Pesach? Says the Gemara, Niris Kechorshos. They were not actually plowing, they just looked like they were plowing. They were going around the mountain, it seemed like they were plowing. Istanitan, there's another braisa that says, Shtei Neris Dolkim. The siman wasn't the breads, wasn't the cows, it was two candles. And doing the same siman, two candles, one candle, no candle. Istanitani Shtei Zdinim. There's another braisa that says the siman was two sheets. That when the two sheets were hanged up, that's the sign that's until the fourth hour. One sheet was removed, it's the fifth hour. Both sheets are removed. Now you know you got to the sixth hour and you have to burn the chametz. Says the one that was Zayin Amud Aleph, Omar Pinchos Veloy Pligin. It's not a machloikis. Meaning the one who says sheets is not really arguing, because the ones that says it was cows or candles, that's Bechoil. That's when Erev Pesach is in a weekday. The one who says two sheets, you can't have cows, you can't have candles, so you use sheets on Shabbos. Says, why don't they do another siman? Use a shofar. Blow a shofar to tell the people the siman. Because they were anyway using a shofar to tell people when Shabbos came in. So why don't you use the same thing to tell people about chametz? So it's more Amalei, im oimer at ken, nitzes oimer shema letomidim toikim v'miskalkalim. It says people get mixed up because they also used to blow for when they did the korban atomit. So people will hear the noise of the tkia, they'll say maybe they're doing it because of korban atomit. They will not know they're doing it for chametz. And therefore, they're going to continue eating chametz even after that time. That's us. So the Gemara Amalei v'Atanina, but we learned regarding Erev Shabbos, Sholosh Laftilis Omin HaMelocha. They blew three times to tell people to stop doing melocha in three different stages. People outside of the city, in the city, and close to the house. And then Sholosh Laftil Bekosh Tachon. And then it blew three more times to tell you when Shabbos came in. So they used the shofar to tell you when is Shabbos. So see, there you see, they did use the shofar. They didn't say people got mixed up between that and Tomit. There they do it every single Friday. Every single Erev Shabbos they use the shofar. So people know this shofar is to tell you about Shabbos. But here it's only once a year. But here that's very infrequent that they blow the shofar, they'll get mixed up, they'll think it's a korban atomit. And that's why we need to come with other methods of a siman to tell people when Biru Chometz is. Now the Mishnah told us that according to Ram Gamliel, Truma is different. Truma, you have an extra hour to eat the Truma. Says the Gemara Lama, what's the reason? Is it because it's Kaddish? Something which is Kaddish, you want to give it more time to eat it? Or because there's not many people eating Truma, only Kriyanim eat Truma. So that's why I give it more time. Says the Gemara, Manafik Bibinim, what's the difference between two answers? Chalosh Toida, when you have breads of Toida, which you're supposed to eat. In Tema Sheinu Chlei Metzuyim, if you tell me because Trumo, now there's not many people eating it, Eilu Chlei Metzuyim, Toido, everybody can eat. So there's many more people to eat it, so therefore maybe they won't allow them to eat it during the fifth hour. In Tema Bnei Gdusha, so because of the Gdusha, Eilu Yeshlem Gdusha, Toido also has Gdusha. So according to Ram Gamliel, what's the reason Nafkamino will be like Gabi Toido? Says the more of Nosso Noimek, Sheiris Nitlu, Shoim Shoachas Lachiloson, Vetoilim Avaloi Sorfim. So the Gemara brings a braisa that Rav Nosson says regarding the siman that we had in the Mishnah, regarding the two chalas of Toido, he says it was kosher. Because in our Mishnah it says there were psulos. We explained in the previous daf, what is the psul exactly? He says it was completely kosher. So what do they do? Nitlu, they remove the chalos. Shoyim l'mshach has given 1 hour la'achilosom in order to eat them during the 5th hour. The toyer of l'osayfi and the rest of the chametz in Yerushalayim, they just hanged and didn't burn, meaning they didn't eat and didn't burn it. As Reb Chaim points out, Reb Nosson doesn't agree with the siman of our Mishnah. He holds they put the 2 breads until the 5th hour, and the beginning of the 5th hour, they removed both breads, not the left one for another hour. And during the 5th hour, they ate the lechem of toydo. So clearly it says over here that the lechem of toydo was eaten during the 5th hour. Is like meir mishu shein ochleim mitzuim? Do you have to tell me, is it the reason because there's not enough eaters? There's enough eaters for the lechem toydo. So lo you pick kedushaso, you have to say because of the kedusha, they're allowed to eat the lechem toydo in the 5th hour. Of okum kedushaso, that's the reason over here by truma as well. In other words, we conclude that according to Avraham Gamliel, the reason why you can eat truma in the 5th hour is because of kedusha. That's the reason according to Avraham Nosson that you can eat the lechem toydo during the 5th hour as well. Looks like we have to pass on Gam Gamliel. He's the middle shita. Because we learned earlier, Rameir and Abiyuda, they argued, can you eat chometz in the 5th hour or not? Rameir says you could. According to Abiyuda, you can't at all. Rameir Gamliel is the middle shita. He says chulin you can't, and truma you could. So you always pass on like the machriya, like the middle shita. Also, Avon Yabirchim Shem Shimon Yitzedek, and he said the same thing. Halacha Kam Gamliel, Halacha is like Kam Gamliel, Shu Oimer main shame, he holds like both shitas, meaning he holds a little bit of both. He's a Diver Machriya, and he passes in this way, the Chulin has to be eaten during the 4th hour until the end of the 4th hour, and Shuma has an extra hour to eat it. We got to Halacha Vov in the Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is a start to get to what we're going to speak about regarding burning Chometz. Is there any din of separation when you burn Chometz? Do I have to separate Truma Tehoira and Tmeya while I'm burning the Chometz? So the beginning, the Mishnah starts with the idea of Tumas. Now we know there's different levels of Tuma. When something which causes Tuma usually is called Avatuma. A Sheretz, an Evelo is Avatuma. Anything that touches that becomes Rishon LeTuma. Anything that touches a Rishon LeTuma becomes Sheni LeTuma. Anything that becomes Sheni LeTuma becomes Shlishi LeTuma. Anything that touches a Shlishi becomes Revi. The rule is that by chulin, you don't have more tumas than sheni latuma. So you have avatuma, rishon, sheni. By truma, you have an extra one, which is shlishi, and by kodesh, you have an extra one, which is revi. Now, the Armish is talking about kodesh. Says the Mishnah, Rav Chananya is going to kohanim oimer. Miyimeim shel kohanim, all the days of the kohanim, lo yinimnu, they didn't stop themselves, milisro v'sabosa shenitmo bevlata tumo, imbosa shenitmo beavatuma. Basa that touched Vlada Tumah. Vlada Tumah means Rishla Tumah, because Ava Tumah is the first. So Vlada Tumah is the second. Vlada is as if the child of the Tumah. So the second stage of Tumah is called Rishla Tumah. So a meat that touched Ava Tumah, what did it become? Rishla Tumah. They would burn it with a mean that meat that touched Rishla Tumah, which became Sheni Tumah. Ava Bishimoisifim Loi Tumah Tumah. So even though when you're burning it, you're increasing the Tumah of the Sheni Tumah. And the Gemara doesn't explain right away, how are you increasing the tumor of the Sheni LeTumah? So says the Gemara, Pakapa Omar, Avatuma Dvar Toiro. In our Mishnah, we're saying that something touched Avatuma. We're talking about Avatuma Deraisa. Whatever touched it became Rishon LeTumah Mideraisa. Continues the Gemara of Zayin Amud Beis. Vlada Tumah Midivrahim. What it says in the Mishnah, that something touched Vlada Tumah means something touched Rishon LeTumah becomes Sheni LeTumah. That we're talking only Midirabanan. It wasn't a Tumah Deraisa. It was a Tumah Derabanan. Both are talking about Tumah Deraisa. What touched the Avatuma, touched the Avatuma Deraisa. Which touched the Vladatuma, which means Rishla Tumah, touched the Rishla Tumah Deraisa. So now the Gemara comes to explain the Mishnah. Al Daite de Bar Kapra Nicha. According to Bar Kapra that says that one is Deraisa, one is Derabanan, I understand the Mishnah very clearly. The Mishnah says that you could put into the fire the Basar that got Tomei. Avatuma deraisa with a basa which got tumah berisha tumah derabanan. Even though you're increasing the tumah of the second meat, taking it from a derabanan to a deraisa, so it's a chiddush. Even though when it's touching the meat because it's being burned, I don't care that the tumah is increasing. But al daite de Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you explain the Mishnah? Avatuma oiserishon. When something touches avatuma, what does it become? Because rishon tumah. Vlada tumah oisersheni. Whatever touches rishon tumah, what does it become? It becomes sheni. And what are you doing? What are you putting in the fire? The Rishon and the Sheni together. So what happens? The Sheni is touching the Rishon. Sheni shenoga b'Rishon arimim koyim b'Sheni. When a Rishon to a meat touches the Sheni to a meat, nothing happens to the Sheni to a meat. Because when meat touches Rishon to a tumah, it becomes Sheni to a tumah. This meat is already Sheni to a tumah. So it's touching Rishon to a tumah, it stays in the same state. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's shot in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, oh, you know what happened? He's got me the days of Kehanim. He used to put in the fire Rishon Letumo and Sheni Letumo. They didn't care to bring it together. Yeah, why should it be a problem to bring it together? The Sheni Letumo won't become more tame by touching a meat which is Rishon Letumo. Because if you touch the Rishon Letumo, all becomes a Sheni Letumo. It's already Sheni Letumo. So Mishma, according to Bar Kappa, there was only Tuma Derabanan. So you elevate it from Tuma Derabanan to Tuma Deraisa. The Chiddush is when you're burning it, I don't care that something turns from Tuma Derabanan to Tuma Deraisa. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, nothing changed. Answers the Gemara, Shashlishi Shinoga Barisha Nasasheni. We're not talking about something that touched Rishon Tuma. When it says that something touched Vlad Tuma, it doesn't mean the first Vlad, the first child of Tuma. It's talking about the second Vlad, meaning the grandson, so to speak, of Tuma. Something that touched Asheni Tuma. Something that touched the Sheni Letumo, what happens to it? It becomes a Shlishi. It becomes a third degree of Tumo. And when you put it in the fire together with the first degree of Tumo, it goes up from number 3 to number 2. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. I could burn together Rishon Letumo and Shlishi Letumo, even though the Shlishi goes up to Sheni, because in the act of burning, it's fine. Says the Gemara Tani, it says in the Braiso, B'chamei Oimim in Tzorfim Bosatorim Bosatomit, U'Bisil Matirim. It's a Machlikz B'chamei B'sil, can I burn a meat which is Tomit with Tar or not? Now, why are you burning meat which is tar? We're talking about meat which is tar that became pasul. Let's say, for example, it was a noiser. Noiser meaning it was left too long after that krov of the korban. It's not tameh, but it's pasul. So I have to burn this meat, but it's still tar. Can I burn a meat which is tar and pasul with a meat which is tameh? So Bichame says no, but still say yes. So the Gemara is trying to understand, what did our Mishnah add to that braisa that we don't see from that braisa? I'll die to the Bakap, I know what the Chiddush is. Serve him psul toyo and psul tomas toyo. What the Raisa was talking about, that Basil says you could, is to burn two things which are, they're nifsal midaraisa. Midaraisa, they're not good. One is tome, one is pasul. So Basil say, when they both have an issue midaraisa, I can bring them together. If it's a chino mashma, we're coming to teach you, tuma divreim and tuma stoyo. What is our Mishnah telling you? That you could burn derabon with deraisa. That's something we didn't know. All we see from the Braisa is deraisa and deraisa, apostle of tuma. Our Mishnah is mechadish, you could do derabon with deraisa. Paldai de Rabbi Yochanan, im sul toyo and tuma stoyo surfim, koshkin tuma stoyo and tuma stoyo. The Braisa told you that according to Basil, I could burn something which is tuma with something which is only apostle, not tuma. So culturally, when two things are tamei, just one is Rishon, one is Shlishi, of course I could burn it together. What is the Chiddush Dar Mishnah saying? Answer the Gemara of Hanan is going to Karanim Shani Mishum Bichamu Bisilo. Meaning the Chiddush is not Bisilo. Bisilo we know. We know what Bisilo hold. They say you can burn together Pasul Tame. So culturally, they hold you could burn Tame and Tame, two different levels of Tumah. But with Hanan's Karanim is going to tell me that here even Bishami agree. But Shammai that says that you can burn Torah with Tameh, even though the Torah is Pasul, they agree you can burn Tameh with Tameh, Rishon and Shlishi. That's what he's saying, Mimeim Shekranim, all the generations, there was never a discussion, that always you can burn two things that need to be burned. There's different levels of Tumah, you can burn them together, so the Chiddush is to tell me that there's no Machlekes B'Sil B'Shammai in this case. Now the next discussion of the Gemara goes into the middle of the next daf, so we'll stop over here. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi P'sokim Daf Zayin.